I'm going to talk to you all today as a criminal defense practitioner and what you all need to look at, in my opinion, on cert petitions and federal habeas petitions. Because when you're doing these kinds of things, the paper that I gave you is designed to give you an idea on how to go through procedurally both the cert petitions and the federal habeas petitions. If you're going to do any kind of cert work, and by the way, everything in my PowerPoint is in the paper, so you don't need to worry about writing down any notes or anything. You need the Supreme Court practice book. Either check it out from your local law library or get it yourself. It is a fantastic Bible on how to do cert petitions at the U.S. Supreme Court. Because when you read the rules from the U.S. Supreme Court on how to do a cert petition and put it together, it's kind of a daunting task. Kind of like when you're in law school and you read the rules of evidence, you're thinking, how on earth do I apply these rules of evidence at trial when things are going on during the trial itself? Supreme Court practice is really invaluable on helping you put together and litigate cert petitions. Deadlines. The Supreme Court is pretty strict on their deadlines, and the big rule is 90 days. 90 days from your opinion, the date of the opinion, not the mandate, from the lower court. The Court of Criminal Appeals, for instance, would put out its opinion. You have 90 days from that opinion to file your cert petition. If you file a motion for rehearing with the Court of Criminal Appeals and it's properly filed motion for rehearing, it's then 90 days from the ruling on the motion for rehearing from the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. If you're more than 10 days away from that 90th day on the due date for filing the cert petition, you can request a 60-day extension. I have never been able to get a 60-day extension. Good luck getting a 60-day extension. And what you have to put into the 60-day extension request is voluminous, and it's in the paper.